A father and his son.
Hello, Dad.
Ah, Kyle. Well, it's nice to see you. You don't normally come here today.
No. I want to have a word with you, Dad. Talk with you.
Always willing to talk to my only son.
See, you're still working on the car. You've been working on that car for 20 years, and you haven't actually done anything, Dad.
I know, son.
Mother couldn't understand why you spent all the time out here and actually did nothing.
I come out here, son, because to get away from your mother. You see, Femorns like chaos and drama, and they love noise. Generally speaking, men like peace, quiet. And for some reason, Femorns don't like men to be able to relax. So anyway, son, what do you want to talk to me about?
Well, you know me and Laura have been seeing each other for nearly 2 years now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking of moving the relationship on and getting engaged.
What the hell for?
I know you and Mother didn't work out.
Well, it worked out for a while. Otherwise, you wouldn't be standing here talking to me, would you?
Anyway, I think Laura and me are different. We're going to make it, Dad. And I'm going to get married to her at some point.
That would be a real big mistake, son. Marriage laws are not for Femorns. They're for males. To control them. To give the power of the government and all the law societies to be able to control anything he has. His money. His property. I mean, have you ever seen a Femon lose in a divorce? I haven't.
Mother didn't take you to the cleaners when you got divorced, Dad?
No, because she found a wealthy man. And that's why I can keep the house here, too. I got lucky.
I don't know what you got against Laura. She's a very nice person.
Oh, yeah, she appears nice, son. She appears everything you want. It's just the persona she's showing you. And once you get married, it'll change. It always does.
Well, I knew, Dad, you're going to be bitter about this, but I'm strong. I'm going to go ahead with it anyway. With or without your blessing. Mother said it was great idea.
Oh, yeah, she would. Another lamb to the slaughter. Well, I didn't want to have to do this, son, but I was given these pictures a little while back. I thought of burning them, but I didn't. So here, take a look.
What are you doing with pictures of Laura? Who's this guy with her?
Well, if you look at the pictures, you'll see that it's not a friend.
Somebody's done these on Photoshop.
No, they haven't, son. You were looking at the real Laura.
Okay, I'll talk with her about it. It's all going to be innocent at the end anyway.
Oh, yeah. She's going to lie through her teeth for sure. They always do. But those pictures don't lie, son. If you still want to get engaged and marry this Femon, and you believe her lies, then I can't help you anymore. I've done what I can.
I'm not happy with you, Dad. Just because you and Mother never worked out, you want to try and destroy my life, too.
No, son. I want to save your life.
I'm leaving now, Dad, and I'm going straight to Laura. There will be an innocent explanation for this. And if I believe her, I'm never coming back here again to see you.
So be it, son. But remember this. That was the hardest thing I've ever had to do, being your dad and showing you those pictures. Use your logical brain that I know you have. And remember those type of pictures you can't explain away. I mean, maybe she'll tell the truth. But I doubt it.
Goodbye, Dad.
Yeah. Goodbye, Kyle. Good. I may have just lost my only son.